Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. As Donald Trump is inaugurated as the 45th President of the United States, there is great division in this nation, some for the Obama philosophy of human government and others ready to follow Donald Trump into the future, which may result in a major conflict here in America. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me for additional details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, I do not want to go too far in our discussion into politics, and I think we can safely say, however, that there are those who are glad to see President Obama leave office. But do you think this leaves expectations too high for Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's very important that we don't put too much of our trust in the leaders in any given country, even in the nation of Israel. Again, going back to what God did in history, King David said that we should not trust in chariots and horses, but we trust in the Lord our God. President Obama was not the worst leader in all of world history, and at the same time, Donald Trump will probably not live up to expectations, and every man is fallible. So we need to remember that whatever happens, that ultimately our trust is in the Lord, whether we agree with whoever's in office or not.
The question concerning what our attitude should be when we have leaders that we are very strongly in disagreement with. Is there any room for protest or civil disobedience?
Well, I think as believers, we have to be very careful about how we deal with people that we don't agree with who are in positions of leadership. We do know that with the First Amendment and guaranteed free speech, the guaranteed right of assembly, it is lawful for people to gather together in protest. And so I think that there may be a place for that to exert influence. However, you go beyond that. People sometimes also think that civil disobedience is acceptable for believers. And I think we are responsible to submit to those in authority. We are not to break laws. And unless we are being forced or having it imposed upon us to break the laws of God, we are responsible to obey even laws that are unjust. If they don't come into direct conflict with the law of God, we're expected to be good citizens in our countries. And it's through that, actually, that we can have a testimony of a life that's different than that of the world and even gives us an opportunity to share the gospel.
David James, with this report, and an exhortation for us who are Christians to be good citizens. I report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Remember, Romans chapter 13 says that world leaders are to allow us as Christians to be good citizens, to live a quiet, peaceable, godly life so that we might be able to win people to Jesus Christ. And that principle is found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Remember, the only reason that Jesus has not come back for the rapture is that he is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to know him as their Lord and Savior. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...